Angela McRobbie is Professor of Communications at Goldsmiths College London and one of the country's foremost commentators on feminism and culture. She watched, dismayed, as feminism became a dirty word in the 1980s and 90s.
Absolutely every possible moment where the word feminism appeared in popular culture, in the press, on television, inside politics, the kind of hideous spectre of the old anti-male feminist was conjured. This was incredibly powerful because it was so associated with being unattractive and being old that most women disidentified with it. And it was particularly young women disidentified with it because, after all, who would want to be seen as this kind of hideous creature?
I'm quite happy to be a hideous creature. I'd been a shoulder pad type of feminist in the 80s, serious about freedom, which felt new and fragile. Then came the 90s, and it was as though we all relaxed, secure enough now in our freedom to be who we wanted to be. Catherine Redfern was a teenager then. She's a feminist who recently co-authored a book called Reclaiming the F-Word. She wasn't impressed by the new feminist accessories, wonder bras for some, beer goggles for others.
You had this kind of idea that women had it all, and you had this idea of the ladettes who were kind of being like men, going out and drinking and just having fun. But at the same time, you had this real pushing of this idea that men and women are separate species almost. So you had this sort of Mars and Venus idea of men and women. So we became more segregated, and I do think it was a backlash.
The idea that men and women are essentially different to such a degree that they could be from different planets gained support in the 1990s from the academic discipline of evolutionary psychology. Crudely boiled down, boys will be boys, and there's not much we can do about it. The theory found its expression in popular form in books such as Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. No doubt its message influenced plenty of women to accept traditional stereotypes as inevitable. But feminist consciousness didn't die with the century. As a response to the 90s backlash, Catherine Redfern set up one of the first UK feminist websites in 2001 and called it The F Word. She was a pioneer because the 21st century fight back is largely taking place on the internet. She's conducted a survey of 1,200 self-confessed feminists.
When we did our survey, we found that 63%, I think it was, were in their 20s or under. Younger women are really heavily involved in pushing forward this new feminist groups and new organisations. So to say that younger women generally are apathetic is not true. The internet has played a key role in attracting younger women to feminism.
Segment 1. Angela McRobbie is Professor of Communications at Goldsmiths College London and one of the country's foremost commentators on feminism and culture. She watched, dismayed, as feminism became a dirty word in the 1980s and 90s.
Absolutely every possible moment where the word feminism appeared in popular culture, in the press, on television, inside politics, the kind of hideous spectre of the old anti-male feminist was conjured. This was incredibly powerful because it was so associated with being unattractive and being old that most women disidentified with it. And it was particularly young women disidentified with it because, after all, who would want to be seen as this kind of hideous creature?
Segment 2. I'm quite happy to be a hideous creature. I'd been a shoulder pad type of feminist in the 80s, serious about freedom, which felt new and fragile. Then came the 90s, and it was as though we all relaxed, secure enough now in our freedom to be who we wanted to be. Catherine Redfern was a teenager then. She's a feminist who recently co-authored a book called Reclaiming the F-Word. She wasn't impressed by the new feminist accessories, wonder bras for some, beer goggles for others.
She had this kind of idea that women had it all, and you had this idea of the ladettes who were kind of being like men, going out and drinking and just having fun. But at the same time, you had this real pushing of this idea that men and women are separate species almost. So you had this sort of Mars and Venus idea of men and women. So we became more segregated, and I do think it was a backlash.
Segment 3. The idea that men and women are essentially different to such a degree that they could be from different planets gained support in the 1990s from the academic discipline of evolutionary psychology. Crudely boiled down, boys will be boys, and there's not much we can do about it. The theory found its expression in popular form in books such as Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. No doubt its message influenced plenty of women to accept traditional stereotypes as inevitable. But feminist consciousness didn't die with the century. As a response to the 90s backlash, Catherine Redfern set up one of the first UK feminist websites in 2001 and called it The F Word.
Segment 4.
She was a pioneer because the 21st century fight back is largely taking place on the internet. She's conducted a survey of 1,200 self-confessed feminists.
When we did our survey, we found that 63%, I think it was, were in their 20s or under. Younger women are really heavily involved in pushing forward this new feminist groups and new organisations. So to say that younger women generally are apathetic is not true. The internet has played a key role in attracting younger women to feminism.